Good morning. Today is July the 18th, 2025. Friday morning, we welcome you to my morning prayer. My name is Billy Allen. This message was recorded at a local meeting at an assisted care home.
If you will, turn with me in the Old Testament book of Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 40. I'm going to begin reading this morning in verse number 29. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increases their strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. You know, as I read these words this morning, I'm reminded of a time in years past of my own life as I was going through some struggles and some trials in my life through some physical problems that I was dealing with. And I remember getting up in the mornings and I just wondering, Lord, can I have another day? Lord, will this be the day maybe that I can have strength and I cannot be so tired and I cannot be so weary in the things that I have going on in my life these days? And you know, every morning I read this scripture, and every day that I read and drew strength from this, I just gave praise to God. I just thanked Him for what He had done in my life and what He continued to do each and every day as I grew stronger and as my needs were met by the Lord's Word. You know, there's a portion in that scripture, it says, even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. You know, it gave me understanding that it was not anything to do with the fact that I had lived many years, those around me were healthy, even though they were maybe much older than I was. You know, what gave me the strength that it says that if I wait upon the Lord, then He, being the Lord, it says, shall renew their strength, and they shall mount up with wings as eagles, and they shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. You know, it gave me understanding. It gave me encouragement. It gave me hope to know even my needs and the calamity of the problems that I was facing and that we face each and every day, you and I, beloved. It told me that God was there, and God always is there, for His Word does declare that He shall never leave us and He shall never forsake us. And with that today, God, I'm so thankful that You're with us each day. And I trust today that God's love and God's peace and God's grace, beloved, would be with you. If you would, bow your heads with me. Father, today we come before You in Jesus' name. We thank You, Father, for this word out of the prophet Isaiah, Father, that gives us the understanding that we may have strength and we may have it, Father, in a way, even though we may not be able to do the things, Father, that we desire to do today. But God, we can know that You're with us to undergird us and to provide us that strength, God, that we need so very, very desperately in each of our lives. We would ask You, Father, to be with those, Father, today that are walking in that small valley of life, Father. Lord, a place where no one else desires to go. Lord, a place where maybe, Father, it seems like everything's so desolate and everything, Father, is so void of all the normalcies of life. But God, we are comforted, Father, today in knowing that You are with us, Lord, and You're not going to leave us, and You're always going to walk with us, Father. We are thankful today for that. We're thankful for Your Word today, God, that You provide to us, that is renewed in our life each and every day, Father. May we always, God, know, may we always understand, Father, that no matter where we are, that You are with us, and that You'll walk with us even, Lord, into the end of the age. We do thank You, Father, today for this opportunity of prayer. We would ask Your grace and Your peace and Your goodness, God, to be upon each and every one today that's listening. And Lord, may You continue to keep us and undergird us until the time that we meet again. For today we come and we pray in that name above all names. Today we pray in Jesus' name.